This is Dave Isay, creator of StoryCorps, the project that records the stories of everyday Americans. StoryCorps airs each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Support for StoryCorps comes from AT&T, proudly bringing StoryCorps listeners America's past, present, and future. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
Welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. I'm Michael Garofalo, a producer here at StoryCorps. In this episode, one family's story that they never get tired of telling. Sigmund Stahl met Bonnie Novak on a blind date. It was the early 70s in New York City, and Stahl was a college professor at the time. Here, he tells his granddaughter about that first meeting.
A colleague of mine in my department decided that he was going to fix me up, and he had a list of I don't know how many people. And he would ask me every week, did you call anybody, did you? And I would say no, because I wasn't particularly interested. And I had to get him off my back, really. So I said, okay, who's number one? I'll call that person. I decided we're going to have a drink, and if I don't like it, I'm going to say I have to go home. That'll be the end of it. So we met, and we sat down, and we talked, and then I said to her, what would you like to do now, if you could? Anything you want. And she said, I'd go to an island in the Pacific somewhere where it's nice and sunny. It was winter. And I said, well, that we can't do. That's a little difficult. So she said, I'd like to go see a movie. I said, that's reasonable. What's the name of the movie? She said, did you hear of a movie called Deep Throat? And I said, no, I never heard of it. I don't go to movies, and so I knew nothing. She looks like a respectable woman. She was a very well-known public relations expert. Well, must be a respectable movie. It was a line around the block. It was a porno. It was the biggest porno of its time. I didn't have the guts to say, let's go. I was going to sit through that come hell or high water. And then we left, and I took her home, and I went back to my apartment in the village. I thought about it. I said, what gall of this woman. She doesn't know me from Adam. And take me to a movie like that, I wouldn't go to that movie if I had known what it was if they paid me for it. And then I thought, she has that chutzpah, that gall. I'll call her again. And my granddaughter still laughs about that. She's probably heard that story 4 million times.
Sigmund Stahl with his granddaughter, Elizabeth Dwoskin, in New York City. That awkward first date led to a marriage for Sigmund and Bonnie, one that lasted over 30 years, until Bonnie passed away in 2005. You can read more of these stories in the new StoryCorps book, Listening is an Act of Love, available now at your local bookstore. Also look for the companion CD featuring 20 stories recorded all across the country. Major support for StoryCorps is provided by AT&T and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The StoryCorps archive is housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Tune into StoryCorps broadcasts Tuesdays on NPR's News and Notes and Fridays on NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.